Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Brother Parker.
Yes, I'm on.
This Brother Brown. Yeah, Brother Williams. I'm sorry. Apologize. A couple of minutes late. Yes, sir. We're on live. You go ahead with the show.
Oh, okay. Okay, is Brother Parker for them?
No, sir. This you and Brother Williams and Brother Johnson.
Okay. All right, because he said he'd be on, so he may come on. It's ready, sir?
Brother Paul?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. Brother Williams, Brother John, how y'all doing?
Yes, great. How you doing, Doc? Brother Paul, he said he's going to probably be on, but he's not on, but I'm on, and we'll just kick it off.
All right. Brother Brown is moderating for us tonight.
Yeah, he's in. Brother Brown.
Okay, cool. I was just trying to call somebody because we didn't hear nothing.
Oh, okay, because that was you trying to call me. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, bro. We with you. Let's start our question and answer. You kicking us off.
All right. Good evening and welcome to our Block Talk Radio program, which is sponsored by the Darien Luke Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, where Brother Lewis Parker IV is the minister. I'm Lewis Parker Jr., and I just have a lot of pleasure being here. And we hope that we can get some callers coming in on it. But one thing I'd like to say, let's have an opening prayer. Brother John?
Yes.
Opening prayer.
Our Father and our God, we're so thankful for this time and this hour to be able to present to you and come to you and ask you to forgive us of our sins and our transgressions.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we
pray
for you broadcast this evening. We pray and hope that there'll be some callers that want to know more about the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We will give them a Bible answer with a Bible question. Heavenly Father, we know that the Bible has all the answers to the question to anybody that want to know. Heavenly
Amen.
Father, we pray that you will give us wisdom. We pray that you will give us an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
We pray to remove the sin that the prayers will not be hindered.
Yeah.
Just thank you for your love and your patience and your kindness and your mercy.
On the face Amen.
Of Christ, most of all, we ask that you be with us throughout this hour broadcast. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Let us say
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, this evening, that was a wonderful prayer we have, and we hope, trust, and pray that callers will just press button number one and come in and ask your questions. You know, there's some things that are really happening now. I noticed today there was one of these guys, he's been on the streets almost all his life, and he's started cursing me and carrying on and threatening me. And you know something? I had to think hard. I wouldn't say nothing, and he thought that he was getting over on me with that anger and all that cursing and carrying on. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, and verse 26, be angry and sin not.
Amen.
Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And it's just right on time. I mean, those things came to me, and God gets us ready just to let people do. And my wife said, well, what's going on? I said, I don't know, but he's going to pay for it because I'm praying to God. I don't have nothing against him. I didn't show any anger. I didn't show any hellistic things. So I curse him. I say anything like that. I just assorted and gave it to God.
Yes.
Now God, he will pay for it. So when you have it's absorbing and you just pray to God and thank God for not letting you get all angry and all upset and acting crazy and carrying on, when you do that, God will take it and then you receive a reward for it. Right. I just feel a whole lot better. Just thank God. Because it's been a long time, ago before somebody made me that angry.
Mm-hmm.
And we can be made angry, but we got to watch it because God said, "What? You know, to be not thy angry. Don't get it. Don't hold that kind of stuff." Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, the Bible says, "A soft answer burns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger."
Yeah.
You get to act that if you're around a person that's a total fool and they get the cussing you can on it, if you let it get you and you get the cussing and wanting to fight back and everything, you're just in the same boat that he's in.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pay for it. God told us not to let anybody upset us. Don't make us angry. But you got a lot of that going on in the United States now. Every time you turn it on television,
mm-hmm.
somebody was angry or upset with something, so they just kill people. And then some of them take their own life, you know, commit suicide. Hey, anger can mess you up on this earth. You cannot live a good life on earth living angry at everybody and ready to fight back to do something to them. You won't last long. And that's what Satan got something going. See, America's on the way to hell now. The sins have busted loose, like Paul told us in Romans chapter 1. Now, the last two verses, nothing but sin of all kinds.
Yeah.
The same-sex marriages came on earlier. The same-sex marriage, and then hell just broke totally loose. America, we're on the way to destruction or hell. We're on the way to destruction. We're going to fall as a great nation. And sometimes when I go back and read in the Old Testament and other parts of the Bible where nations were great nations, but they fail. Lord have mercy. We're on the way down now.
Mm-hmm.
As a nation. And we got to be careful. Just like I said, the guy was cussing me and fussing and hollering and everything. He was trying to provoke me to do something. And he probably called the police on me or something like that. But see, the only sad thing about it, years ago, I killed Dirty Red. Now, if he would have been back that years back, they probably had to get the ambulance and come get him. Amen? Because that's what Satan would have had me doing. My head is jumping time.
Yeah.
Fight back, pay back. You know, say something bad to him. Amen? We got to watch it now. We got to be very careful in America right now because we are headed to destruction or hell. The people that are doing wrong are going to hell. The nation can be taken over by another nation or destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to try to keep this word of God and this righteousness going on in this country. Pray for the nation. Somebody might just say something. We lied, and we said a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. We lied. Supreme Court said, we bowed out and said that we were wrong. Amen. But if we could get that going, and we could do it, if you get enough Christians, now when they say Christians, there's everybody in the church to call themselves a Christian. But if we begin to march and demonstrate against that, they can get rid of it. The transgender bathrooms in the schools are being dealt with by many states. Now, how are we going to have a bunch of little children go? One says, I'm a girl. And the other says, I'm a boy. And then you got a right to do that. Oh, Lord have mercy. We are definitely heading toward destruction. Brother Johnson, Brother Williams, Brother Paul Polio.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
I'm coming from tonight from Matthew 16.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to deal with this problem because it needs to be dealt with in the church.
Amen.
We got folks still hung up on all kind of churches belonging to the master.
Yeah.
Amen.
When I read God's word, I don't read the one. Now, if you can show me better than that, then I want to hear it from the book and not from your mouth.
Amen.
People telling today saying all the churches belong to God.
Mm,
right.
Belong to God. How come God got a problem with these folks?
All right.
Amen.
Why is he taking them out of the world in sin? Well, see, they failed to recognize something.
Amen.
Jesus was talking here in Matthew 16, I'm going to start at verse 13 through 19.
Amen.
And he says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi,
yes,
he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And he said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others say Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.
Amen.
Jesus answered. Verse 15, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am?
Mm-hmm.
And Simon Peter. He spoke up.
Amen.
He said, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Yes.
Amen.
I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
Yes.
Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
All right.
Amen.
Now, Jesus spoke of the kingdom.
Yes.
And we know the kingdom belonged to Jesus. We know the church belonged to Jesus. He did not say, I'm going to build churches with an ES on it. He said, I'm going to build my church.
Amen.
I here is a possessional pronoun, meaning Jesus is the owner of you. Peter was going to be a part of that church when Peter preached the first gospel message on the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
When 3,000 were added to the church, Peter preached nearly to the whole world, and people still confused today.
Hmm.
They don't go to the Bible and read it correctly. You know, everybody needs a teacher or some kind of guide.
Yeah.
We got folk will not listen to what God has to say to their heart. So they put up a defense and argument. They want to be everything but what God say.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to be religious, but nobody wants to get saved.
Yeah.
It is a crying shame that men don't want to follow God's way. But you know what? God ain't worried about it.
Hmm.
God is in heaven. You got to get there.
Amen.
If you go to hell, you're going on your own.
That's right. Amen.
You're not going to heaven on God's account. You make the decision, and you go down there.
Yes.
So you got all these churches, but they claim they're Christ.
Hmm.
Amen.
How can they be Christ's church and Satan sitting up in there?
All right.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Cannot get along.
Amen.
You cannot get along with your enemy if he want to fight you every day.
You can't agree.
Amen. Amen.
You can't agree with each other, one pulling on one end and one pulling on the other. If you don't come together, you're going to lose.
Amen.
Somebody going to fall out. We got to know where to preach at and what to preach on. A lot of folks is messed up. I want to do another passage of scripture just right quick. I want to turn over to Matthew 18.
Mm-hmm.
And verse
yes.
20. Now, this is Jesus, how he's been explaining this to us. It's too plain to miss, and we won't do it. Anyway, it says Matthew 18, verse 20.
Okay.
He said, for where are two or three are gathered together in. Now, look at that word in for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
My name.
Yes.
There I am in the midst. I want to know, on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. And here come the and for the conjunction. And shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen.
God letting us know I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost because that's the guarantee that you belong to me.
Amen.
Amen.
If you do not have the Holy Ghost, you do not have Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
You don't have Jesus.
Amen.
You see, a lot of folk professing that they have Jesus, but they don't have Jesus.
Mm-mm. Amen.
Amen.
Look here, Brother William. I'm going to use a parallel on something. My wife in there is wearing my name. Is that not right?
That's right.
Her name is Johnson. Huh?
Amen.
Now, she can't wear Brother Parker's name and be a Johnson.
No.
Amen.
She cannot wear Brother Leroy Williams and be a Johnson. It's impossible. So how can I be a Baptist and turn around from the Church of Christ?
No.
Well,
it's not true, and you can't prove that to
Amen.
Me. If it don't come from the scripture, don't believe it.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You see, a lot of folks want to be religious, Brother Parker, but they don't want to get saved.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
They don't want to be saved, because if you want to be saved, you're going to do what God say.
Amen.
Yes.
The Apostle Paul was religious, according to Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 through 14. The man was religious, but he was lost, Brother William.
Yes.
He was lost in what?
Yes.
In sin.
In sin.
Huh?
In sin. Amen.
He was not saved.
Nope.
Until Ananias, the preacher, told him what to do from the mouth of God.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
If you do it from the mouth of God, God has the answer the first time.
Yes.
Not the second time, not the third and fourth time. God can give you the answer the first time.
First time.
And the first time going to be correct.
That's right.
Amen.
Always the truth.
Huh? It ain't going to fail. All we got to do is get up and do it. The biggest problem, we claim we have faith, but we never step out on faith.
Amen.
Faith is not something to sit down on.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
I'm talking, brethren.
Amen.
Faith is not something to sit down on.
That's right.
Faith is an action. Faith has works.
Yes.
And if you don't do something with it, you're not going to make it.
It ain't faith.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
F-A-I-T-H is real faith. F-A-T-E is a false faith.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
The devil got folks believing in the false faith.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's what
you're
going to go to.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
But Christ put his church in the book.
Yes.
The devil don't have his church in no book.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
He don't have his church not in a book nowhere.
Amen.
If you don't get into the Church of Christ, you're not going to heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
How good you may be, I don't care if you get a shirt off your back.
Yeah.
I don't care if you care if you feed the hungry.
Yes.
Naked. You visit the sick.
Uh-huh.
You do all the good works, but you're not in Christ. It's all in vain.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to be in Christ first.
In Christ.
The Bible tells me in Christ. Now,
yeah.
I don't know why you're getting all this foolishness at, but I do know it comes from the mind of Satan.
Yes.
Because God is not playing with us. When
Amen.
We do not obey, God said, I'm going to cut you off. Sooner or later, I'm going to cut you off from the living.
Yes. Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
See, God has a plan, and God's plan is going to work.
Yes.
Amen.
The Christ is on his way. Oh, I thank God that God has worked out the plan, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
He worked out the plan.
Mm.
It ain't going to be long for God to tell us where we need to go. But it ain't going to be long when God say, let's go.
Amen.
You see, God has a plan. And when God
Amen.
Has a plan.
Yeah.
I want to read something to you from Matthew, the 22nd chapter, and verse 32. He says, I am the God of Abraham, and I am the God of Isaac,
Yes.
And the God of Jacob.
Right.
It is. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
Yeah.
The spiritual living.
That's right.
If you in Christ, you alive. If you not, you're dead.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
He's not the God of the living, Brother Parker. So how can I live again? I got to go through the transition of the watery grave of baptism and be raised again.
Spiritually.
Huh?
Amen.
God has to give me the spirit of life so I can see and come out of darkness.
Yes.
See, I was in darkness with him at one time.
Amen.
Huh? And Christ came out through the watery grave of baptism. I'm married to Christ. I want to know who you married to.
All right.
Huh?
Yeah, well.
I want to know who you married to.
All right.
I'm married to Christ. I'm not married to Baptist. I'm not married to Catholic.
All right.
I'm not married to Jehovah Witness.
Yeah.
I'm not married to Seventh-day Adventist.
Mm.
I'm not married to Presbyterian.
No.
I'm not married to Christian Science.
No.
Not Mary Baker Eddy. But I'm married to Christ.
Christ.
Amen.
In Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 23. Huh?
Yes.
He said the husband is the head of the wife.
Even
as Christ is the head of the church.
Yes.
Huh? And the savior of the body.
Amen.
Nobody else can be the savior. Huh? John the Baptist was preaching in the wilderness. He couldn't be the savior.
Nope.
Huh?
Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
When Paul went to Ephesus, in Acts the 19th chapter, and he asked those folks, had they received the gift of the Holy Ghost? They said they had never heard of it.
Yes.
He said, then what you baptized up to? Then he said, John. But then he commanded them in verse 5 to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
All right.
Huh?
Amen.
You got to do it the way the Bible says. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you do it the way God said, it's going to come out right. Huh?
Amen.
The Bible
Amen.
Is right. Folk don't want to hear that, but it's the truth.
Yes.
You cannot, and I'll say it again, you cannot be saved at a Baptist church.
Amen.
Amen.
That's nothing but a building. The church is yourself. You are in the spiritual realm of Christ. How you know, Brother John?
Yes.
Ephesians chapter 2
and
verse 6 say we are in heavenly places.
That's right.
I ain't got to worry about it.
Yes.
I know where I'm standing. Why are you standing?
Amen.
If you're not standing in Christ, you're not in Christ.
Amen.
Got too many folks. Don't know what to do.
Hmm.
Playing with God. Thinking they're getting away with it. Call yourself worshiping God on Sunday, Brother William, and going to a false worship. Going to a false worship, Brother Parker. Sunday morning, they get up, get dressed.
Mm.
You know who they're going to worship? They're worshiping God.
Yeah.
They're worshiping the devil.
All right.
Talk to me. Anybody that wears a different name other than Jesus Christ is going to hell. And I don't care what people say. I don't care if you live in California to New York, across the sea, or wherever you live.
Yeah.
If you're not in Christ, you're going to hell.
Amen.
We need to stress that, Brother Parker, Brother William. That's got to be the dress. Folks think they're getting away with it.
Hmm.
As long as God keeps me alive in this generation, I will tell you the truth. That's a promise from God, not from man, but from God. I mean what I say and say what I mean.
All right.
I'm not playing. Too many folks are dying and going to hell and thinking they're going to heaven.
Yes.
And they ain't even in Christ.
Mm.
It's a sad situation. People that believe anything won't obey.
Yeah.
In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, though he were a son, he learned obedience by the things he suffered. He became the author and finisher of our faith through salvation.
Huh.
Them that obey him.
Yes.
You obey God and do what God say, you're finna be blessed.
Amen.
You disobey, you're finna be cursed.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The Bible is right. Everybody hung up on churches. It ain't but one. Jesus didn't build all that mess in the world.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Women need to know their place in the church, too. Women are not pulpit ministers.
Amen.
God told them to have ministers.
Yes.
Bring up ministers, but not be a minister.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You see, well, we don't know what we're doing. We think we're playing. We think we're playing with something to play with.
Mm.
God ain't nothing to play with.
Amen.
God is real. And if we don't follow along with the Bible, it said we all going to hell.
That's right.
Mm.
Amen.
God has told us what to do. We got the Bible. We still won't do it.
Mm.
Well, what's the problem here? The Bible reads the same every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I open it up, I can't find nothing new in it.
All right.
I can only find what God already has said.
Amen.
When God said it, he meant it. We got folk in the world who want to be religious, but they don't know how to be saved.
Hmm.
People in the radio land, you better listen up.
Yes.
Because hell, one day going to catch you, and you can't come out.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can go in, but you can't check out. Huh?
Yes.
You see, a lot of folks checking in, Brother William, but they ain't checking out.
Huh. Amen.
That's the problem. They checking in, Brother Parker. But
amen.
The devil came in, they can't come out. Because the devil himself can't even check out.
Yeah.
You got to stay there. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a preacher that was in heaven, and now he checked out and can't check back in. Huh?
Yeah.
All right. But see, what happens is men don't want to do what God tell them.
Uh-huh.
So God, okay, I'll fix this thing. I'm going to do it this way now. We got a radio program going. God said,
yes.
Everybody can hear it that wants to listen and tune in.
Yes.
I don't care what you are. If you're religious, you better come out of it.
Uh-huh.
Because if you don't, you're going to hell.
Amen.
I'm going to pull no punches with you. Because God has already addressed it. In the, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear that word hell.
Yeah.
Why do you think that? That's to punish the wicked.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Chapter 9 and verse 17. He said, those that have forgot God, those nations that have forgot God, shall return into hell.
Yes.
Amen.
Without God, you're going to hell.
Amen.
Other words, you quit doing what he said, I never obeyed his will,
uh-huh.
You out of here.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
You got to go.
Amen.
The Bible letting us know that hell is just as real as heaven.
That's right.
Amen.
You see, I want to go where it's comfort and peace.
Yes.
But if you go to hell,
it's
torment and lock up.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yes.
You see,
amen.
A lot of people say, well, you know what? I've been in prison. I was in hell.
Mm.
He ain't been in hell yet. He's been in prison, true enough. And had to take a lot of beating, scorn, and all that. But he ain't been in hell yet. Because when he go to hell, he's in torment day and night.
Yeah.
Amen.
No help for him. He can't even get a glass of water from Satan. Mm?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He get nothing from Satan. See, Satan about murder and killing and stealing and lying.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
God is all about happiness and peace.
Yes.
Through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Romans 5, verses 1 and 2. You want to have real peace? Get with God.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. That go to peace right there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
Get in Christ. You got peace then.
As long as
you're on the outside, you have no peace.
That's it.
Worldly peace is not spiritual peace.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Right.
You got to come to Christ. See, Nicodemus is a prime example. He came to Christ by night.
Yes.
Guess what he saw? He saw the light.
Uh-huh.
He saw Christ, and Christ was the light. And Christ told him what he had to do to be saved. He told him he had to be born again.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
See, we are born once into the world. Man is the only creature on earth has to be born twice.
Uh-huh.
Man, I'm going to say it again. Man is the only creature has to be born twice.
Yes.
Why is that? Because there's an intellect and God knows what he is, and God sees what he is, mm-hmm. and God knows what he is, and God says he's a sinner.
He's
saying he knows. Now, God says, if you want to come to me, you got to be born again.
Amen. You must.
And then he said, you got to be born of water and of the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
There's no getting around that.
That's right.
The unit was religious, Brother Parker. But when Philip came along, he told him about Jesus.
Yes.
And then when he heard about it, he said, what does hinder me to be baptized?
Mm-hmm.
And Philip told him, he said, here's water. He said, what hinders me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, thou mayest. What happened?
Amen.
Went down into the water, and Philip baptized the eunuch and the Lord into the church. And he went on his way.
Amen.
That's what happened to him. He went on his way rejoicing when he got baptized into Jesus Christ, because the Lord was already getting ready to add to the church soon he hit that water. When you hit
Amen.
That water, come up, the Lord adds you to the church.
Amen.
What church is
Amen.
That?
Church of Christ.
Ain't no
Amen.
Other church in the Bible. I don't care what men say. It's not in the Bible.
Amen.
And if you show
Amen.
Me what I got, I'll take your word. But if you can't show me, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Amen.
Keep your mouth shut. Because you don't know what you're talking about.
Amen.
And another thing we got to explain to these folks nowadays. The Bible didn't call them all these names that they called. They were called Christian at Antioch.
Amen.
In Acts the 11th chapter and verse 26. They were called Christian that year, Brother William.
Yes, sir. Only Christian.
Only Christian.
Amen.
King Agrippa had some sense. He said, thou almost persuaded me to become a Christian.
Yes.
He didn't say nothing about a Baptist and a Methodist and a Catholic and a Jehovah Witness. He said a Christian.
Yes.
Acts 26 to 28.
Amen.
Peter said, suffer as a Christian, let him glorify God on his behalf.
Yes.
1 Peter 4 and verse number 16. He didn't say about a Baptist. See, we get when we put names on the church that don't fit the Bible.
Yeah.
We call the church something else, and God didn't tell us to do that. God to go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
And verse 15 and 16. And Matthew 28, beginning at verse 18 through 20, Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things, and lo, I am with you even until the end of the world.
Yes.
Jesus
yes.
said
that's right.
So when we say, no, we don't have to baptize them, what we're saying, God, you lying.
Yeah, Jesus is a lie.
We don't go with the Bible, we call it God a lie.
Amen.
It's a sad situation. You mean to tell me God had a book of instructions, and then he's going to turn around and say, you can do what you want to do.
Not God.
Thank God.
Amen.
That's the devil talking to your mind
Amen.
And telling you to get away from God. That's what he's trying to do. But God put the instructions in the book. Whether
Amen.
You want to accept it, it's still going to be there in the book.
Yes.
And this same book will face you in the judgment.
Amen.
It will face you one way or the other.
The same book.
The same book. It ain't going nowhere.
Mm.
The Bible tells me in Matthew 24:35, it says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand.
Mm-hmm.
Men are dying, going to the grave every day, and the Bible still here. When it's all said and done, the Bible will still be here. And then God said, now I'm going to get you up out the grave. All those who were dead going to come to life.
Yeah.
And all of those who are dead outside of Christ going to come, and they're going to see it, and they're going to be judged that final day. And when he opened that book, he's going to look for your name. That's the first thing God's going to look for.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to look if you're in his name. Come on in. You did what I told you.
Amen.
If you not, step into hell because you didn't do what I told you. Amen. Got to do what God say.
The
world is on its way to hell because
yes.
it's not doing what God say.
That's right.
You see, God say something, we get flared up. We get mad. You know, we get mad with God that won't save us.
Mm.
That's a sad situation.
Yeah.
We get mad with God and he wants to save us.
Hmm.
Now, you know we are some pitiful creatures.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll shake our fists at God, and we'll cuss God out.
Okay.
Man.
We'll cuss God out because we got to, he tells us the truth.
That's right.
We'll say, no, God, that ain't true.
Because
anytime you don't do it, you see God is lying.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil will trap you all the way down. And when he trapped you all the way down, you hang it up. We know homosexual is wrong. It's not wrong. We know lesbian is wrong. People in the world know it's wrong. They know it's wrong.
Amen.
But they choose to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was born like that. He's lying. God made male and female, and that's still today.
That's right.
That has not changed.
Amen.
I married a female, Brother William. I didn't marry no male. You married a female.
Yeah.
How you going if you married a male?
It don't happen.
How you going to produce children with another man?
Mm-hmm.
Explain that to me.
I didn't
buy it. If it ain't in the book, close the book.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Amen.
A man is crazy.
Yeah.
You got children from another man. I won't see this one. You got to prove it to me. And
Amen.
It can't prove
it. It can't happen.
God didn't do it that way. God know what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Huh? When he broke the woman to the man, I can just imagine what Adam was thinking in his mouth. Wow.
Mm.
Look what God has created me.
Amen.
He created male and female. Then he said, go ahead and reproduce.
That's mm-hmm. right.
If he didn't want to reproduce, he was just what all made thing he wanted to make.
He created
mm-hmm.
for a man.
He created that woman to
for
be him. A helpmate to that man.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And yet we're still trying to get a man to help mate with another man. How is that going to look? How is that going to look at the judgment?
Foolish.
You standing there before God and claiming to be a Christian, but you a homosexual.
Confusion.
Oh, God's going to say, go to hell. That's all it is. Ain't going to be no confusion that day. They go to hell. You know better.
Mm-hmm.
Leroy the son know better than that.
Yes.
God made a woman for him just like he made it for me and you. Just because we're Christian, he made a woman for the sinner just like he did the righteous man.
Amen.
He expects them to do the same. Marriage is honorable.
Yes.
Out in the bed.
Yes.
But whoremongers and adulterers, God tells them to judge.
That's right.
If you are whoremonger and adulterer, you already being judged. You might as well get it out your mind
That's
and
right.
do what God told you.
Amen.
Marry her or get away from her.
Yeah.
Huh?
Man.
You go look for a man. Look for him for. But people go along with that. Billions of people in that. Transition, bathrooms, and all that old foolishness. That's just foolishness, brethren.
Amen.
Ain't nothing but another type of sin, another type of abomination to the nations of the world.
Exactly.
That's all it is. And folks are going all kind of ways now. They sitting up there playing with God like God is something to play with.
Amen.
God ain't nothing to play with, church.
Amen.
God tell you to do something, he mean do it. And God don't mean to take forever to do it. Do it and get it right.
Yeah, yeah.
You cannot go to heaven in sin.
No.
I don't care what you do.
Amen.
If you living in sin and if you playing with sin, you better stop it.
Yeah.
Because if you're playing with it too long and God treats you like that, you're going straight to hell.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen on radio, man, you better listen up.
Mm-hmm.
We're not playing with you. We're telling you what God said.
Amen.
We preach the same message that God told the apostles to go preach. It ain't no different message. We just got new players. But the message is the same.
Amen.
God said that we get mad. Everybody's getting mad now, Brother William.
Yep.
It ain't going to change God's mind. Malachi chapter 3, and verse 6, I am the Lord God, I change not. The last Old Testament prophet book.
Yes.
God said it, that settles it. Man trying to get all puffed up, all mad, and all sad and all foolish looking, and thank God don't say, well, you okay. No. God put a prime example in the Bible. That's why I literally sometimes just go read Solomon and go moral.
Mm-hmm.
God just wiped it off the earth. We can't find nothing about them people but what God put in the book.
Utterly destroyed.
Now, when you utterly destroy some, you can't even find a speck of dust of them.
Amen.
Now, you know God was still no serious man.
Serious.
God was serious angry.
Mm-hmm.
And he was angry at the sin that they was committing.
Yes.
See, he could have saved them if they wouldn't repent.
That's it.
They wouldn't repent. That's what wrong in America today. It won't repent.
Mm-hmm.
They trusting in man. Mm-hmm. I don't trust Donald Trump no more than I'm looking at that TV.
All
he's
right.
Just a man.
Yes.
He's not God. See, God should come to me.
Mm-hmm.
All ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Huh?
That's right.
Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28 through 30. I'll give you rest. Donald Trump can't give you rest because he got to try to get him some rest somewhere. Huh?
He need God.
He need God. He going to die just like me and you.
Amen.
Huh? He got to have the dirt put over his face. Huh?
Yeah.
He got to come out that body and the money can't go with him. Huh?
Amen.
Donald Trump is this. Donald Trump is that. I heard that all day on the news. They forgot God. The Bible says when you forget God, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
These nations have forgot God, Brother Parker. That's why these people are blowing them up and killing them. Because Satan got all kind of killers out here now.
Yeah.
With bombs and guns and knives. Running into you with trucks and buses and everything.
Yeah.
Don't care. Satan's going to kill everything. Everything that think they're going to get with God, I'm going to stop before he gets there. And Satan ain't playing.
Amen.
Satan ain't playing. He killing them just like he said. The Bible says he's a murderer from the beginning.
Yes.
John chapter 8 and verse 44. He's a murderer. He's a liar. And nothing that he speaks is not even true.
Amen.
He can't teach you no truth. We got some of our brothers. Well, he told half. No, there ain't no such thing as half truth.
No.
He told a lie. He just lied.
That's it.
The Bible says in Proverbs 24 and verse 2, they studied to lie.
Yeah.
They practiced the lie. And then they believed the lie.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
The Bible is right. And we still arguing with God. When we going to wake up and quit?
All right.
We dead and we still arguing with God. God said do something. I ain't going to do what I want. I'm grown. Okay. Die being grown. You ain't growing in God.
No.
Why God call you his children? Talk to me now. He don't call us grown folks in his Bible. He said, my little children. We are his children. So we ain't grown in God.
No.
Huh? Talk to me.
No.
The Bible is still talking to us today, and we ain't listening.
Mm.
We ain't listening. The Bible tells me in Romans 6, beginning at verse 1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, but so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Like as Christ was raised from the dead, we so also should walk in the newness of life. We don't want to do what God say, but we want to call on God as a religious thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's pitiful. America is dying. The world is dying. Sin is on the rampage. Sin is killing man.
Yes.
Man going to hell.
Mm.
Die in sin, go to hell. That's what he's saying.
Mm.
Movie stars. Dying and going to hell, Brother William.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can't bury them no more. We got to cremate them. Rich folks cremating now.
Yeah.
They don't want to spend out no $5,000 or $6,000.
$10,000.
They won't spend that no more. Drop that clown in the fire. And there it is. He's burning up.
Yeah.
We don't want to follow what God says. A book of instruction, God gave it to you. You don't follow it. It's going to be open that day.
Yeah.
And when he opened it and go, we got in here with nothing, God's going to talk to you and you're going to listen to him.
Mm. Yes.
You're going to listen one way or the other. Uh-huh. Now you can do it now. Radio Land, come out of those denominational churches and get in the real church that Christ built and that is spiritual and learn Christ and his word and you can go to heaven with the rest of the true saints. But if you want to go to hell, be my guest. I'm going to be like God. Be my guest. I'm not letting nobody take me to hell. If he can't walk with me going to heaven, then we can't walk together. Huh?
All right.
How can two agree? How can two walk together except they agree?
Got to be in agreement.
If it ain't in agreement, you got to close the book right then and there. Close it down and shut it down. We got to be in the same church.
Amen.
You know, a lot of people want to build a different church.
Mm.
But they say they're both Christian.
Mm.
Huh? How is that? I'm Church of Christ and you Baptist. It don't fit. I'm Church of Christ and you Catholics.
They're different.
I'm Church of Christ and you Methodist.
Different.
I'm Church of Christ and you Methodist.
That's a different.
Huh? There's a difference somewhere.
Yes.
Different name and different doctrine. Jesus said in 2 John 1 and verse 9, whosoever transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. Now what are we going to do about it? If we're going to make up our mind to change to God's way or go to hell, I don't care if you live in California or New York.
All right.
You still got to obey God.
Well,
I've been in the Baptist church for 50 years. It's still wrong.
It's still wrong.
I don't give a kid who's been there 100 years. It's still wrong. Got to come out of it. Got to come out of it.
Yeah.
There's no Baptist church in this book. I can't find it.
Amen.
I don't read that in God's word. He didn't say Baptist church. He said I'd be in it. I still have been in it. If he didn't say it. He didn't say that. See, we're not honest, brother, will you?
Yeah.
We want to play man honesty, but we don't want to do God honesty.
We're
not honest. We're honest spiritually, no sir, no ma'am. We try to get our attention off of Christ and try to put it on the focus of the devil, and
yeah.
Then we're serving Christ. You're not serving Christ, you're serving self, and the devil right along with it. Mm?
Yeah.
The Bible is right.
Amen.
What is wrong with this book? Nothing. It's the problem. It's you.
Yes.
It's self. It ain't God.
That's right.
God trying to get you to change.
Amen.
And you won't do it.
You
won't do it. What's wrong? God should be baptized. You know, I know something about God. God made it so plain. He said, now you get baptized into me. No, Lord, I can't do that. But I believe in you, God, but I can't be baptized into you.
Don't need it.
I don't need your baptism. But then you don't believe in me.
Amen.
Huh? You don't believe in me. I said be baptized. Lord, I can't see what that water doing. That water, you ain't supposed to see what it's doing. You're
That's
supposed
right.
to go down in there by faith.
By faith.
By faith, God will take care of business. Colossians 2 and verse 12. He said he operates on the mind, on
yeah.
the heart.
Right.
He operates and he brings it back to life. He tells you that in Romans the 8th chapter, beginning at verse 1 through 11. Romans the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 10. He brings you back alive. That's why I can read this passage right here, Brother William. I am the God of Abraham.
Yeah.
So since I'm the God of Abraham, guess what, Brother William? Abraham, my father, too.
Yes.
In Galatians chapter 3. And verse number 6 through 7, he said, anyone that has faith is the son of Abraham.
Amen.
I'm a son of Abraham as well as I'm a son of God. Hello.
Yes.
Part of the faith. See what I mean? People don't
right.
They won't listen to God. But when they get a sick man, they say, oh, Lord, save me now. Plus, I can't help you. Well, Brother Leroy, pray for me. Leroy can't pray for you now.
Can't help you.
Man.
God cut the prayer off, and he cut the living off. You should have done it when I told you to. I should get baptized, and you said no. So you called me a liar. Huh?
All right.
You called me a liar. All year, I was telling you what to do, and you said I was lying to you.
All right.
You trust your father, the devil, and now you're going to hell with your father, the devil.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
You going to hell with it. Because he sure ain't coming back up here.
Ooh.
Huh?
Amen.
So,
amen.
So the hell, you going to hell.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Your, the devil is your father. Not God.
Not Father.
Huh?
Amen.
Father in Christ, the devil is your father.
Yes.
Jesus told them Jews, you believe what your father said. You following your father, the devil.
Yes.
Amen.
Father Christ, they have obeyed Christ.
Yep.
We got people the same way today. New players, like I said, but they ain't following Christ, Brother William.
Yes.
I'm gonna face it. I think about the new building that God will bless us to get, but Brother William, guess what? We're going to have a good fight because of the domination across the street from us.
Yes.
And we got to go in there
Amen.
And tear it
down. Yes.
Got to tear it down.
Preach the truth.
Huh?
Amen.
So, when we go over there, I'm coming at you. And you ain't ready? You better get ready. Because I'm
Amen.
Coming. I'm coming with the book.
Finally.
Huh?
Amen.
And that Bible is going to come out. And they're going to want to check it out. And we're going to bring it out. Huh?
Yes. Sir.
That's where
Amen.
You got to do it. You got to come on with it. I remember the late brother N.L. Evans said, he was right down the street. He said, he talked to the preacher. He was a Baptist preacher. He said, look here. He said, now, why don't we just come together? And that way we can all be one. I baptize you, and then you follow Christ and do everything you need to do it right. Preacher said,
Amen.
Brother, I can't do that because, see, look what I got. I got a new car, a new house, and new this and new that.
All right.
And Brother Evans said, yeah, you got all of that. But how long you going to keep it? Huh?
Amen.
How long you going to keep it, Brother Parker?
All right.
You got it, but how long you going to keep it? You can't carry it with you?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
See, I got it, Brother Will, but how long I'm going to keep it?
Amen.
God knows.
God knows. And that ain't very long, Brother Will, because you got to come out the body. And that stuff going to stay here.
Yeah.
So not me and you.
Amen.
You know, you might wait till the new facility go up.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Brother William, they want to check us out.
Yeah.
They're going to check us out like a bunch of honey, like a bunch of bees looking for some honey. Huh?
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And when they step in, they're going to find out where we are. And then we're going to talk with the gospel there. Oh, yes, God, Lord, you know what we're planning. God knows, Brother Parker. He knows the gospel that will get you.
Yes.
Put that gospel there on and get you away. Huh?
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. Water baptism is still in the plan. Water is in the plan, like Brother Marshall Keeble said. You can't get rid of the water.
Amen.
The Bible
Amen.
Tells you can't get rid of the water. The world was made up of three-thirds of water, and we still can't get rid of it. You know what? We can baptize the whole world and still have plenty of water left. Huh?
Amen.
We can baptize the whole world and still have enough water left. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
You are, I do the preaching, and you do the baptizing. We ain't got to worry about it. You do the leg part. Huh?
All
come
right.
on, talk
yeah.
to me. What?
We
all we work together.
Workers together.
Huh?
With Christ.
With Christ. That's
Amen.
What I'm talking about, brother. It ain't about me walking. It's about me opening my mouth and preaching God's word.
Yes.
You can get to the baptism. Huh?
Sir. Yes, sir.
You ain't nothing with your lady. See how God set it up? He said, now I'm going to set y'all up. One may be in the wheelchair, he opened his mouth. That's all I need. I use his mouthpiece, Brother Parker.
Yes.
Huh? You see what I'm saying? And you do the baptizing.
Amen.
Huh? You know what I mean?
Amen.
If I came down there to Darren Luke Church of Christ, I get up in the pulpit and preach. All you and your son got to do the baptizing.
Yeah.
They step forward. They set a business. We take their confession. They get baptized in Christ. They
Amen.
To the
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
That's what I'm talking
Amen.
About. That's why we got a fight on our head right now, Brother William, because we planning on trying to teach this nation.
Yes.
Planning on trying to get these folks into Christ.
Yes.
But they're willing to come
Amen.
In and get them in Christ and don't let them get away. Start teaching them right there. just like you teach your children at home.
Yeah.
You got to teach these
Amen.
People. You got to set up everything convenient for them. We can't slip and slide and talk crazy to one another. The Bible is the answer. I will not go against God's word.
Yeah.
I will stick with the Bible as long as God keeps me on this planet Earth until the day he called me home.
Amen.
Say, well done,
yeah.
good and faithful servant. Now, when God says
yeah.
that, oh, Lord, have mercy.
All right.
Have mercy, brother, will you? If God tells me that, I know I've done all that I'm supposed to do.
Amen.
Like the Apostle Paul said before he left the earth, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. That laid up for me a crown of righteousness, not only the people love his appearance. Huh? When
Amen.
God appeared, there it is. He said, here goes the reward. You did what I told you to do. You stayed. You suffered for it, but you still did what
Amen.
I told you. You didn't quit.
Amen.
You didn't give up. You just throw in the towel, in other words, what I'm talking about. You just kept fighting the good fight of faith. All around us, Brother William, ain't nothing but Baptists and Catholics and Methodists.
Mm.
Ain't no Churches of Christ around us now.
Wow.
We got to fight against
Amen.
All of them.
Amen.
We got to fight against all of these folks now.
Fight of faith.
We got to go in with our God.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
We got to put on the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6.
Oh.
And verse 10 through 18, we got to go in.
Yeah.
And Christ is with us.
Yeah.
Same way down there, damn new Church of Christ. Y'all got to go in, Brother Parker.
Yes.
You can't let denomination take you. You got to take them.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. Just drop them scriptures. Just keep dropping them. Somebody going to come out of that foolishness.
Amen.
See, a lot of souls God got out there. He wants us to get on it now. And preach
Amen.
The word. Preach the word. Preach
yes.
the word. That's
Amen.
What he's going to do. He
Amen.
Ain't said tell stories. He said preach the word. The Apostle Paul said that in 2 Timothy 4. He said, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, preach the word.
Yes.
So, other than preaching, you wouldn't say so.
Yeah.
We got to preach it, brethren.
Amen.
We got to
tell it. That's it.
We can't hide it.
No.
We got to tell it. Whether they want to hear it or not, we got to be like them
Amen.
Old preachers. See, I'm rough. Y'all say, Brother John, you're too rough. All right, well, I'm sorry for you. Because you
right.
know what? I'm going to stay rough. I got that tough love like Judge Mathis used to say on TV. He's from the same
yeah.
city of Detroit.
Yeah.
He was tough.
Yeah.
Tough love. I got that toughness in me.
Oh.
I had an uncle that was 5 years older than Brother William. He used to beat me up all the time.
Yeah.
Just beat me up. I mean, after he just whooped me up, he grabbed me, slammed me up against the wall. I'm in the wheelchair now.
Wow.
When I kept saying, why you keep jumping over y'all time? He said, you'll find I'm going to get older. Sure enough, it finally paid out.
Yeah.
You see,
Amen.
He was doing that to make me fight him back, and I wouldn't do it because my mother always told me respect my elders, respect my uncles and stuff.
Yeah.
But he was a kid like me, and he played with me, and I played with him. And one day we got the serious knocking, and I just grabbed him up, just like he grabbed me. I said, nah, let's see how it feels.
Yeah.
He said, see, that's what I'm
Amen.
Talking about. That's what I'm talking about, brother.
All right.
We got to fight now.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
got to be ready. Put your Bible on and put your heart in it, and let's go for it.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go for it. We can win this battle because Christ is at the front.
Amen.
The victory is already guaranteed.
Amen.
All we got to do is go forward.
Amen.
Don't be looking all backwards. Back there trying to pick up the past. You can't do it. You go through with the word and know your book. We bust these preachers' heads open.
Yeah.
Amen.
All these preachers, they don't know the word of God.
All right.
They think
Amen.
They know.
Amen.
They don't know the truth, Brother Parker, because they can't teach you. How can a man teach without a teacher? Huh?
Yeah.
We can't teach you, Brother William.
No.
What are you going to teach you?
Amen.
We can't teach you because he's got to be taught himself.
He's got to be taught first.
Then he may be able to say something. But as long as he finds that false doctrine, he can't teach you.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't let him teach you wrong. You got to teach him right.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
That's what God wants us to
Amen.
Do.
Amen.
Look here, brethren. I'm going to try. I think I said enough tonight
right.
to get the whole world to understand. We want to take folks to heaven with us if they're willing to turn and look at that false doctrine and come on out of there.
That's right. Amen.
We love some, Brother Parker. if we didn't love so, we said all of you go to hell. Forget about it. See what I mean? If you love so, go up in the higher than the higher.
All right.
Higher than the higher is going to heaven. That's what I'm talking about, church.
Amen.
Stick with God.
Amen.
Don't quit on God. Don't get discouraged. Just keep on going.
Yes.
Tell them the truth, whether it hurt their feelings or not. Tell it to the church the same way. Don't practice sin, Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Come out of that mess. Homosexual sin.
Yes.
Huh? There's only one church. One, I said, O-N-E.
Amen.
There's only one God.
Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
Wait, but no, ain't no two or three gods. It's one. Ephesians 4:4-6.
Yes.
He ain't hearing nothing about three and four gods. How we get that all messed up? That's
crazy. Amen.
And a lack of faith.
Don't know the truth.
And don't know what God wants you to do.
Amen.
I turn it over to you, brother. And I think I said enough tonight, Brother William, or Brother Parker. Or Brother William, is you ready?
Ready, my brother.
All right, let's get it on.
We talk about the fact that we must obey God's will.
Amen.
God commands unity of faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit had Paul to write to the church at Corinth, beginning in the first chapter, the first letter that he wrote to the Corinthian church.
Mm-hmm.
He said that I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God,
uh-huh.
by the permission, the blessing, and the will of God,
mm-hmm.
that you present, that you be, you perfectly joined together in the same mind,
mm-hmm.
in the same
right.
church.
Mm-hmm.
That you all speak the same thing.
Same. Amen.
And let there be no division among you. God is talking about religious division.
Yep.
He's talking about speaking the same truth, the same word, the same gospel. The apostles taught the same thing to the church everywhere.
Amen.
There was not any different churches with different doctrines and different religious names and different religious faiths and different religious commandments in the New Testament teaching of the apostles.
Amen.
We are to continue today in the apostles' doctrine. Acts chapter 1 and verse number 44. They continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. What is the apostles' doctrine? The doctrine of Christ. The Apostle John, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says in 2 John 9, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God.
That's it.
Doctrine is teaching. Doctrine is the word of God.
Amen.
The apostles taught the same doctrine. It is the doctrine of Christ. We are to listen to the doctrine, teaching of the word of God. There is but one church.
Amen.
There is only one church. Ephesians chapter 4, there is one body. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23, Christ is the head of the body, the church.
Amen.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, he is the head of the body, the church.
Right, right.
Church is the body of Christ.
That's it.
The body of Christ is the church of Christ.
Amen.
We are all baptized according to the truth of the gospel. We must all be baptized into one spiritual body.
That's it.
Our physical bodies are not joined or become born again in baptism. It is our spiritual man that is born again.
Amen.
Our spiritual man is born again because he died because of sin.
Mm-hmm.
He is born again through faith in the gospel of Christ and baptism for the removal of sins.
That's it.
Baptism for the removal of sins is commanded by Jesus Christ.
That's it.
Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. Mm-hmm. Jesus commanded his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus commanded baptism. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Mm-hmm.
But he that does not believe the gospel will be condemned to hell and eternal damnation.
That's it.
Right.
Baptism is a necessary act of obedient faith in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
If one can be saved without baptism, Jesus was lying. Jesus was lying when he made the commandment. God is not a lie. Man is a lie.
Amen.
There are those today who will say that you are saved before you are baptized.
Mm-hmm.
We have those who are living in violation of God's word every day.
Amen.
God commands men to preach the gospel
and
to evangelize the world. God didn't command women to go and be public evangelists and preach the gospel in the world. He commanded men.
Mm-hmm.
He told the women to be silent in the church, to learn with all subjection.
Mm-hmm.
To if they want to know anything, let them learn what subjection is by learning how they are to be subject to their husbands at home. If a woman understands her place in her home with her husband, then she'll understand that she is to be in that same subjection under Christ in the church.
Amen.
Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, I suffer a woman not to teach, nor to be in authority over the man, but to be subject. That means to be in subjection. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, let the women keep silent in the churches,
mm-hmm.
for it is not permitted for them to speak.
Uh-huh.
They are not to preach in authority over the man.
Amen.
They are to be subject.
Amen.
To preach the gospel, not women. There are no female preachers in the New Testament church.
Amen.
There are none in the Bible. Though no woman is called to preach in the Bible.
Amen.
Men are by God through faith to preach the gospel.
That's
and
right.
Men need to get on their job.
Amen.
Men of God
are
faithful to the task. We need to stand up, we need to get up, and we need to preach the word of God. And
Amen.
We need to teach it to our generations.
Amen.
Women want to teach their children and love their husbands. They are to be in subjection and learn with all gravity.
Amen.
God says we have to be the church of Christ. Romans 16, 16. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you.
Amen.
There are no churches of Baptists, no churches of Methodists, no churches of Catholic, no churches of Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, or any other churches. There are no Lakewood. There are no Potter's House churches. There are no other churches but the churches of Christ.
Amen.
They all have the same name because the various assemblies and locations are the assemblies of the universal spiritual church of Christ. Christ has only one church.
Amen.
The building is not the church, Brother Parker.
Yep.
Worship is not the church, Brother Johnson. It is those who are saved
mm-hmm.
by the blood of Jesus Christ
mm-hmm.
through obedience to faith in the gospel
okay.
who have been baptized for the removal of their sins according to the gospel. That is the church. They are the church.
Mm-hmm.
We are the body of Christ and members individually. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 27. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body and have all been made to drink into one spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13.
That's it.
There's only one body,
mm.
one church, one kingdom.
Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13. We have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness and have been transferred into the kingdom of Christ through our obedience of faith to the gospel. The kingdom of Christ is on earth. It is the church of Christ. The kingdom has come into the life of man. And every man who hears and obeys the gospel becomes a citizen of the kingdom of Christ because he has been baptized into Christ, Galatians 3, 26 and 27, and have become a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone who has received the atonement by the righteous blood of Jesus Christ is a member of the kingdom of Christ or the church of Christ. That includes those who died faithful to God before Christ died and shed his blood. According to 3 and verse 19, Jesus Christ's blood of salvation reaches all the way back to Adam to cleanse and to save those who died faithful to God under the old law. It saves them and removes their sin. They too are members of the spiritual kingdom of Christ,
amen,
the spiritual church of Christ, the spiritual body of Christ. They name the name of Christ. Today, we must name the name of Christ.
Amen.
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. We must name, that is, we must wear the name of Christ. If your name is not Christ, you are not a Christian. If you are not a member of the body of Christ, the spiritual body of Christ, which is the spiritual church of Christ, you are not a Christian. If you are not a Christian, you are not saved.
Amen.
If you have not been baptized for the removal of your sins, you are not and you cannot be saved.
That's it.
No one, Brother Johnson, Brother Parker, radio audience, no one can
Amen.
Be saved without having their sins removed.
That's it.
No one can have their sins washed away. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. No one can have their sins washed away except they be baptized into Christ.
Amen.
Paul said that the preacher Ananias arise and wash, be baptized, and wash away thy sin, calling on the name of the Lord. If you're not baptized, your sins haven't been washed away. They haven't been removed. You cannot be saved in your sin.
That's it.
You must come out of sin. That's what repentance is about. Bible says in Acts chapter 17 and verse 30, in the time long ago, God winked at sin. He overlooked sin. He commanded blood sacrifice of animals for sin. God forgave sin for a time. But every year, men have to come back to the tabernacle of atonement and offer a blood sacrifice of a clean animal for his sin. God would roll their sins away for 1 year, Brother Parker, but every year it came up again. But Christ's blood is perfect. It is the blood of the man Jesus Christ, the only human being to live a perfect and sinless life on the earth.
Amen.
He died. His blood is pure blood, and his blood is able to save every man.
That's it.
He is the perfect sacrifice. His blood is the perfect blood of sacrifice. He don't need to offer sacrifice often. He did it once. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26 through 29. He offered it once for man. There is no other sacrifice that God will provide for man. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26 through 29. There's no more sacrifice. If you reject the sacrifice and the blood of Christ for your cleansing, There is no other cleansing you can have.
Amen.
You can only get the blood of Christ. You can only
Amen.
Get the blood of Christ when you enter into his death where he shed his blood. How do we do that? According to Romans chapter 6 and verse 3, the Bible says, know you not that as many of you as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We are buried in him by baptism into death, that just like Christ was raised from the dead, even so we also are raised from the spiritual dead to walk in a new life, a new and living way, spiritual and eternal life. That's what God is giving. We lost it when we sinned. Jesus Christ has brought life and eternal life and immortality back into the life of man. The kingdom is here. You can be a part of the kingdom by obeying the gospel.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 21, verse 3. The kingdom of God is with me. The kingdom came down from heaven. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 47. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came and power, with power, and called the apostles to establish the kingdom of God on earth through the preaching of the first gospel sermon on earth. And that kingdom, that gospel, that doctrine, that salvation continues today for those who will believe and accept it. It is eternal life in Christ. Are you willing to accept God's will tonight? Ladies and gentlemen, those of you in Radio Land, if you are not a member of the Church of Christ, I repeat what Brother Johnson and Brother Parker have already said. If you are not a member of the Church of Christ, it is because you have not obeyed the truth. You have not obeyed the gospel of Christ. If you claim to be a religious person and a member of any other church, you are lost in your sin.
Amen.
You have not obeyed the truth. You have been lied to. You have been hoodwinked. You have been bamboozled by false teachers and false doctrines.
Amen.
You must believe and obey the truth. Only the truth can set you free from your sin.
Amen.
John chapter 8, verse 32. You shall know the truth. You can know the truth. We're telling you the truth. We're sharing with you the truth. We're giving you book, chapter, and verse.
That's it. You can
know the truth. You can be free from sin.
Amen.
You can be saved. But you cannot be saved by obeying a lie.
Amen.
All liars will be cast into eternal damnation, the lake of fire and brimstone, and they will be lost for all eternity. If you believe a lie, you're going to go to hell with the liar.
Amen.
We must believe the truth. We pray that you who are in Radio Land, you're listening to the gospel message of this broadcast, you will go and worship at the assembly of the Church of Christ in your location, wherever you can find them in your community. Go and worship in the true Church of God. Believe the gospel and be baptized for the remission of sins, that God will add you to his spiritual family, which is the spiritual Church of Christ.
Amen.
Acts 2:47, the apostles continue to preach the gospel. And the Bible says that the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
Mm.
How were they being saved? They were being baptized for the remission of their sins into Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 through 42. You want to be saved today? Be baptized into the Church of Christ. That's where salvation is, and that's where salvation can be found. There is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. That name is Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 4, verses 9 through 12.
Amen.
God bless each and every one of you. We pray that you will receive the truth, that you will accept it, believe it, and obey it before the everlasting and eternity too late for you. When death comes, it's too late. Judgment has already been afforded when you die. When you die, you're already judged. You're judged righteous or unrighteous.
Amen.
Just or unjust.
That's it.
Clean or unclean.
That's it.
It's when you die. Don't leave this life not having obeyed and believed and following the truth. God bless you. We turn it over to you, Brother Parker, for final remarks and close us out. Brother Parker, we turn it over to you, my brother.
Yeah, brother, I don't know if something wrong with his phone. Let me check.
Parker, all right, listen, we're going to close it out, Brother Brown. It's time to close us out. Let's have a word of prayer. God, our Heavenly Father, God, we thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the word. Thank you for the gospel. Thank you for the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the sacrifice that he provided so that all men who believe might be saved.
Amen.
We pray, Heavenly Father, that we as men of God will make it our desire and make it our ambition to always preach the truth, the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
We pray that men everywhere will receive through faith the gospel and obey the commandment of the gospel that they might be saved.
Mm.
God, continue to forgive those of us who are thy spiritual children, Christians and members of the Church of Christ. Forgive us of our sins. Bless us, dear God, in every godly endeavor that we put forward in doing your will.
Amen.
And we pray, dear God, that all praise, all honor and all glory will be reflected and be offered to you.
Amen.
We do it for the kingdom's sake, for God's sake, for Christ's sake, for righteousness' sake, for the sake of the gospel. The Bible says in Romans 1:16 that the gospel is the power of God to save everyone that believes. God, we pray that men will continue and have opportunity to believe and obey the gospel before it becomes passing and turn too late. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for the Darien Luke Church of Christ, its ministers and its brethren who provide and sponsor this radio broadcast twice a week.
Amen.
We pray that those who are on tonight will remind themselves or be reminded to be with us on Tuesday of next week, Tuesday night and Thursday night, for Bible basic instruction before leaving earth. God bless each and every one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Good night to the radio audience. Good night to our brethren in Christ, especially our ministering brethren who are part of this broadcast, Brother Parker the Fourth, Brother Parker Jr., Brother James Johnson, Brother Brown, and myself, Brother Williams. We all say good night, and God bless you all till we meet again.
Amen.